My dearly beloved in Christ, this week, of course, we celebrate Independence Day, and we call to mind all the blessings we have living in this country, the opportunity to practice our faith without hindrance, the material prosperity that is provided us, and we are very grateful for that, and we love our country. In fact, if you read the Catechism, you'll find that listed under the fourth commandment. The duty of filial piety, patriotism, comes from that virtue of filial piety. We love our country and we pray for our country, but at the same time we cannot condone or approve of so many things going on in our beloved nation. And I am speaking particularly about the tragedy of this past week, the Supreme Court handing down two decisions which directly attack marriage as instituted by God, undermine the family, undermine marriage, and undermine the moral fabric of our society. And this is indeed a tragedy. There was a time, if you go back, say, to the 1950s and before, there was a time when the moral law was recognized by all men in our country, not just Catholics. But the Ten Commandments, the natural law, was recognized and was observed in society. But gradually that has been eroded to the point where the natural law is trampled underfoot, where the Ten Commandments are thrown out, and where immorality is spreading everywhere. What has brought about this tremendous change? Well, we could say, first of all, the entertainment industry has a great responsibility. Producers of movies and television programs and other forms of entertainment constantly pushing the envelope, constantly trying to go one step more. And even surprisingly, you go back to the movies that were produced even in the 1920s and 1930s, the Catholic bishops of this country spoke out against different things that were being promoted. Again, that effort to just push a little farther and a little farther. So I believe the entertainment industry has a tremendous responsibility before God and is to a great degree responsible for the spread of decadence in our society. Also, the media has a tremendous responsibility. There is the so-called political correctness that has been promoted by the media for decades, which have led us to the sorry state we are in today. Now, some may say, well, you're being so negative, so pessimistic. I prefer to be an optimist. I like to see the good things in our society and so forth, and there are good things. But I would say we should neither be a pessimist nor an optimist, but a realist. We can't, like the ostrich, hide our head in the sand and pretend that evils that exist aren't there, because pretending them not to exist doesn't make them go away. So we have to recognize these evils, and we lament them, and we pray for our dear country, and we offer reparation to Almighty God for the sins by which He is offended. We pray, and I pray daily, for the conversion of our country. There are certainly many people out there in society who are not Catholic, maybe have no religion, but recognize evil and are searching for the truth. And we must pray for them, pray for the conversion of our fellow citizens. I mentioned a couple of causes, the media, the entertainment industry, but really the main cause, I believe, for the spread of immorality in the last 40 to 50 years, the number one cause is the absence of the voice of authority of the Catholic Church. It was very interesting that when Vatican II came along, John XXIII, in the opening speech at Vatican II, said, "We are not going to condemn anything We're simply going to promote the truth of the Catholic religion. Well, look where that has led us. No condemnations, no excommunications anymore, no denunciation of evil. Look where that has led us. I was reading an article this past week, and it was examining the first 100 days in office of the so-called Pope Francis, and talked about different things and how he's well-liked by people and by the media, including the secular media, which makes a light bulb go off, a red light go off. Thinking, why is that? Because if we really follow our Lord, we will not be embraced by the world. But later on in the article, I saw the reason. The article said that he has completely refrained from condemning abortion, euthanasia, homosexuality. Completely refrained from any sort of condemnation of these evils. And in fact, he had one meeting with bishops from throughout Italy, and he said, that's your place to do that. So a complete abdication of responsibility. And we see the same thing in our country. How much do you hear from the hierarchy of what is called the Catholic Church, the conciliar church, the Church of Vatican II? How much do you find direction given to the laity? Every now and then there's an occasional weak lip service condemning abortion. But there's no teeth to it. There's no condemnation. There's no penalties, rather. Politicians who claim to be Catholic and promote abortion, like Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, and the Kennedys, and a host of others, still receive communion in their churches. So the few and far between condemnations of abortion by the modern hierarchy ring very hollow, because there's no penalties attached. And this is what we see since Vatican II, a complete abdication of that responsibility to lead, to condemn evil. And I believe that that is the number one reason why we have seen all the moral evils that have gone on over the last 40 to 50 years. And is it not interesting that if we were to trace this collapse of morality in society, we go back to the 50s, to the 60s. Well, what happened in the 60s? Vatican Council II. As I said, John the 23rd said, oh, we're not going to condemn anything. We'll just promote the good, promote the truth. But that's not imitating God. Look at the Ten Commandments, and how are they framed? How are they worded? Did you ever notice that 8 of the Ten Commandments are worded negatively? Thou shalt not do such and such. Only 2 of them do not contain that negative aspect, thou shalt not. And those are, number 3, remember thou keep holy the Lord's day, and number 4, honor thy father and thy mother. But all the other commandments begin with thou shalt not. So if 80%, 8 out of the 10 commandments, have that negative terminology, it's because human nature needs that. People need to be told, and they need to be told very clearly what is God's will, what is evil that must be avoided, and so forth. Imagine you parents, if you were in raising your children, you never punished them or corrected them for doing anything wrong. You said, oh, I don't want to be negative, I just am going to be positive. Now, I will say that positive reinforcement is a valuable tool in the formation of youth, to commend them when they do the right thing, to praise them for good. But it has to be joined with consequences for misbehavior. So imagine, you parents, if you never corrected how your children would turn out. And we see that's what's being done in the Vatican II Church. And we have seen the moral fabric of our society being stripped threadbare and becoming less and less, the moral evils, the immorality, spreading more and more. And it hurts us. It pains us as Americans, as members of this society, to see what is going on. And then it makes you ask yourself that question, what will be the next thing? When one evil that's been fought against gradually becomes the norm, and becomes accepted by the majority, then what will be the next thing that the devil will throw at us? And what kind of world, what kind of society is being left to your children, your grandchildren? So it is cause of sorrow. But at the same time, we love our country. I remember reading, and it might have been Pope Leo XIII, one of the popes praising the United States for all the good that our country has done, how we have shared over the years, the abundance that God has blessed us with in the way of resources and material prosperity, how much that has been shared with countries that are less blessed with material things. The United States has done a great deal. The individual members come up to the plate when there is a terrible devastation somewhere in the world. I think of the earthquake in Haiti, for example, some years ago, and how much aid came from this country. And so there is much good to be proud of. But also, evil has spread throughout the world. Again, from the entertainment industry and other things that start here in this country. And you think, well, what is the reason? Why have we lost so much? And I mentioned Vatican II. It's a great reason. But there's another reason. And that is because if you look at the very foundations of this country, if you go back to the founding documents, there's something missing. There is something that is inaccurate or insufficiently qualified. And that is an exaggerated notion of liberty. We Americans love our liberty. And in fact, our country was founded on an effort to throw off a heavy yoke from a foreign power that resulted in excessive taxation and rules and regulations that were onerous. And that's what led the colonists to throw off the yoke of subjection to England. Liberty is a good thing as long as we properly understand liberty. But Pope Leo XIII wrote an encyclical on human liberty, Libertas Humana, because this notion of liberty, beginning with the philosophers in France of the 1700s, and then you had the French Revolution in the 1800s, spread all over the world, a false concept of liberty. And that is a liberty without God's law, as separate from God's will, as in fact, in many ways, contradicting God's will. And the Pope made a very astute point in the encyclical. He said we must distinguish between liberty and license. Liberty is something that ennobles man. It is using our free will to choose good, to choose something in accord with God's holy will, with the natural law. But when one uses his, or I should say misuses his free will to choose evil, that's not liberty. It's free will, but free will being misused, and the Pope said that should be called license, not liberty. And we've always prided ourselves as Americans on liberty. We have the Statue of Liberty standing there in the harbor in New York City. And we want to be free. Of course, the irony of that is that in this nation, of all nations, we have a government that is growing and growing and growing, and our freedoms are being more and more curtailed every day. But my point is, in the founding documents, we must recognize that problem. And the spread of pornography on the internet or elsewhere and all the other evils in our society, what is constantly used as a justification? Freedom of speech, the First Amendment. So this shows us that our founding documents fail to recognize true liberty. And how would you recognize that? You would have to say that all of these freedoms, for instance, granted in the Bill of Rights, must be enjoyed in accordance with the natural law. That no freedom can be enjoyed that contradicts the natural law, the Ten Commandments of God, His holy will. And so we recognize that error in the thinking of many Americans, that nobody can tell anybody what to do. Well, God, the Creator, certainly can tell His creatures what they can do and what they may not do, and so forth. So let us this week, as we celebrate July 4th, give thanks to God for the blessings that we have in this nation, but also pray, and pray daily, for the conversion of our country, that it will recognize Christ the King and bring about the social reign of Christ the King of our Lord in society, recognizing His laws and His holy will. And let us offer reparation for the many crimes that offend God, the abortion and all the other crimes that take place in this nation with the approval of the government. Because one day there will be a rendering of an accounting before God. One day there will be a punishment for all of these evils. God is patient, He's merciful, and He waits, but He will not wait forever. So let us pray for our country, offer prayers of reparation, and especially pray for the conversion of our country, this country that we all love so well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.